Bradish bullpen today, feeling good. Eflin bullpen tomorrow. Gibson's back is feeling much better. He is going to start the game for us tomorrow night. Westberg has got some hamstring soreness. He's day to day as of right now. We're still doing some tests on him and he's getting checked out. So I'm staying optimistic and hopeful, but he's got some hamstring soreness. Rutschman's got a hand contusion. He is feeling better. Starting tonight. Wells has got a bullpen on Friday. Kittredge has got a live BP on Wednesday. And Grayson hasn't thrown yet, but progressing well. Kowser hasn't started baseball activity, but he is doing much better as well. And I hope I didn't miss anybody. Here. Pass the stall. Peggy, you can have it. You know, Gibby, I hope he can just bring a lot of things, honestly. He's going to compete every single time out, and he's one of the best teammates I've ever been around in a clubhouse. He pitched really well for us a couple years ago, had a nice year in St. Louis last year. He kept us in the game more times than not 2 years ago and was absolutely fantastic. So, I hope we get that version. I know we're getting an unbelievable person and a human being and a real leader and an adult in the room, I think, which is great.
When you said an adult in the room, these would be best teammates. Is that one of the things you think this club needs right?
I just think we need to start playing better baseball. I think we have guys that are just, you know, it's been hard. We have a lot of talent. We have some guys that I feel like are really close to playing well. It's been tough with it. Like I just read off our injury list. That's not been easy with a lot of guys that have done a lot of good things in this game that are on that list. And we're hopeful they'll be back soon. But just want to see us play good baseball.
The guys who played Gibson in 23, they still speak super highly of him and how much he meant to that club back then. Did that play into any part of wanting to bring him back for this season?
I think, yeah, when you have familiarity with somebody and he's so well respected in the clubhouse and so well liked, when I told some of the guys that we were signing him, they were pumped up. A lot of guys were really excited that he was going to be joining us.
Brandon, how have you dealt with trying to, encourage guys to kind of get out of the rut that they're in without necessarily panicking?
Yeah, it's not panic. It's just a lot of support, and a lot of support from me, a lot of support from the coaches, a lot of support with each other. It's not easy to lose. It's not easy to not perform the way we want to. It's a lot of positive things. We hold accountable, but we're also being really, really positive about how we're going to come out of this and start playing better. Anytime you're losing, there's frustration. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's natural. That's normal. They're not robots. There's going to be frustration when there's, when we're losing games and maybe not getting the hits or the starts that we need.
Have you seen Robinson Chirinos step into this bench coach role? Obviously with the start, you guys have a bit of a tough assignment, but as far as keeping morale up and things, but how have you kind of seen him handle that?
Doing a great job. Does a great job of keeping the spirits up. The positivity in the dugout is unbelievable. He's incredibly supportive. He's very well respected by the players in there. And Robbie's a real calm voice that's got a real positive tone all the time. And that's what he brought when he's a player here. A guy that loved to win, that would be able to have easy or tough conversations with players, but also support them all the time.
So we start the season as number four right now with this situation. His expectation and his role is getting even more than before.
I don't want anybody to try to raise their, go from a number four to a number one or whatever. I just want Tomo to be himself and to and to pitch well. And he's done that. He's done that especially the last few times. He's done a great job of changing speeds. He's facing a lineup that's swinging the bat really well and a really good club. And got to see a few of those guys in spring training. I think that was good for him to face some of these guys already once. But yeah, I just want him to be himself.
Brandon, are you surprised at how well he has done? I mean, to come over at 35, it's just so radically different, everything about it, and for him to be as consistent as he has been to this point.
Yeah, the command. I mean, the command was, we saw that in spring training, the command we knew about coming over here, and that's translated. He's got really good feel for all of his pitches, and that's part of the reason why he had all the success in Japan and this early success so far was the ability to throw off speed and hitters counts and to be able to hit the corners. And I think there's been times where he really didn't have a split going so far this year. And it's a really, really good pitch. We saw that in spring. It was a really great put away pitch. So he hasn't gotten a ton of swing and miss so far this year. Once he gets the split going, I think you will see it. Yeah, the rosters were totally different. I mean, that was a lot of waiver wire,
right.
awesome guys, waiver wire claims that were just trying to get an opportunity in the big leagues.
Introducing yourself to people that you maybe didn't have the same kind of relationships with, I understand that. But are there similarities or differences that you can draw on?
There's a lot of differences. The similarities are that we're not winning as many games as we have the last few years, or off to the start that we have, and we got to the last 2 years. This is a really talented team that I believe in, and I think that they are. I think that they're frustrated with the start that we've had in April, and I think that there are a lot of people in that clubhouse that. Really want to perform well, and part of my job too is to take a little bit of pressure off of them when it comes to, they put so much pressure on themselves, but just to try to get them to relax and enjoy being in the big leagues. And it's hard. This is a tough deal. It's a tough sport. It's a tough league. But they're going to come out of it. It's a great guys that are. A lot of guys are trying a little bit too hard that just need to relax and go play. All right.